to the new sound of online radio. Welcome to the sound of Universal Broadcasting Network. 'Cause you make me feel like I've been locked out of heaven. A mix of today's hits and hard-to-find favorites, combined with the most entertaining and intriguing talk anywhere. This is your sound. This is the sound of Universal Broadcasting Network at UPNradio.com.
She's reckless, daring, bold, brassy, fearless, and you know she's audacious. Here she is in all her sordid glory, the Ann Walker Show.
Hey, everybody. We're here. It's July 31st, the last day of July. I cannot believe that this year is going by so damn quickly. This is Ann Walker.
Miss Dina Martinez.
Yay! Hi, yay. Dina Martinez.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
I am fine, just fine. How are you doing?
I'm well.
What's going on there in Madison?
Well, oh my God, so much.
Oh yes,
Scott Walker's just crazy. So yeah. Let's just start there.
Yes, he is. That's the governor of Wisconsin.
Yeah, our governor. Things are really crazy and busy. I know that because the Republicans pushed by an anti-choice bill not too long ago, and so that's all going kind of crazy. And people are, I think they're taking it to court. And then today or yesterday he announced something about trying to deny collective bargaining for the police and fire departments. Like, it's on his mind. It's not necessarily in the works yet, but yeah, it's on his mind. So
of course it is.
That's pretty crazy. But I think the craziest thing I've ever heard is Pat Robertson.
I know. We want to know what you think about that. We were just talking about it.
The only reason I looked it up is because y'all said something about it.
Yeah.
I am shocked and flabbergasted.
Oh, you didn't know?
No,
oh,
I did not. Wow. I have never heard him say anything positive about transgender people.
Isn't that something, you know?
It's
and
amazing.
Then the Pope coming out and saying that, you know, whatever he said. What did he say exactly? Do we know?
I'll pull it up.
Okay. Yeah. I was shocked when I was reading.
Wait, Dina knows. What was it, Dina?
What is it, Dina?
It was basically like, you know, who am I to judge?
Yes,
he
essentially that's right.
Said if somebody seeks the Lord and is kind of in earnest about it, then who am I to judge? So,
yeah.
Which, I mean, a pope saying who am I to judge is pretty amazing to me.
Well,
so,
I'm going to hold my love for the pope until I see some kind of basic real movement by the Catholic Church. I mean, they've got so much crap going on, you know, just in their own backyard with all the child abuse over the years and the covering it up. I saw something on another documentary the other day about a priest 50 years ago killing one of the parishioners, and they found out about it, and I swear they didn't do anything about it. Moved him to a new church.
That is terrible.
I know. Okay, so I read that you are now the executive director of TransAction.
I think it sounds more important than it really is.
It is. It does. It sounds extremely important.
In fact, I had that up on the Chroma screen before. Dina Martinez, executive director.
Like, stop.
I pulled it off. You didn't want it.
It goes hand in hand, though. Your statement goes with urging Governor Brown, our governor, to end transgender discrimination in school.
Yeah.
I thought we'd already done that.
Well,
enacting
you know,
a law.
There are some things there, but the California AB 1266, it passed both through.
Yeah, K-12 transgender rights bill, authored by Democratic Assemblyman Tom Ammiano.
And it had pretty much bipartisan support, which is really incredible.
It was approved in early May.
Essentially, well, not essentially. What it will do is, it will allow children who feel like they're a different gender than they were born or whatever to choose which restroom and which activities. If there's a sex segregated activity, then they're able to choose which sex part.
Yeah.
You know, which side they would.
Well, because they identify one way or the other, usually.
And they'll be able to go to the restroom. Like
That little girl.
If I were in elementary school or junior high or high school in California and this goes through, then I would be able to go to the women's restroom. I would be able to try out. Well,
you haven't done that? You have? I thought you did.
No, I mean, if I was in school.
Oh, there, okay.
That's what I think. So it's allowing kids to normalize. It's allowing transgender people to just kind of be normal and have their, you know, just being recognized as human from childhood and recognized as having a valid understanding of their gender from that age. That I don't think this is unprecedented, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
And on the heels of the Coy Mathis decision in Colorado, this is just, it's great to hear. And I look forward to it.
Coy is a 6-year-old baby boy, born a boy, but has identified as a girl since she was 18 months old. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't good enough for her little elementary school in Colorado. They were trying to make her use the boys' restroom.
Right.
Even though she had been using the girls' bathroom until then. So they took legal action, and they got her the ruling in favor of Coy and her parents there. And then Ashton Lee, who's a 16-year-old transgender boy from Manteca, California, testified before the Senate Education Committee. He wants to play high school football.
I love it.
Yeah, I just want to be treated the same as all the other boys, but my school forces me to take PE in a class of all girls. And live in as someone I'm not. I can't learn and succeed when every day in that class leaves me feeling isolated and alone.
Yeah. And that's the key to it. They can't succeed when they feel like they're not recognized as even being valid or having their opinions validated.
It's very true.
One of the things that this the author of this, it was on care2.com blog.
Yeah.
And what Judy Molland, and she's a teacher, and she was like, what can I do? And basically I'm like, treat everybody the same. Treat them like they are who they are, you know, who they say they are, and focus on teaching the children.
Right.
The biggest thing we can do is educate our children. That's the best thing you can do. And just treat them like, you know, I remember being treated like my opinion didn't matter half of the time when I was a child. Mm-hmm. And seeing kids as individuals and as worthy of being able to express their opinions and their feelings and their emotion and their gender is going to really radically change our society in a positive way.
Yeah, it's very true.
I'm really, really, I can't even tell you how excited I am about this thing. And I'm pretty certain, I think most of us are pretty certain that Governor Brown's going to sign it into law. But I want everybody that has a chance to go to care2.com or to another.
And that's care, C-A-R-E, care2.com. Because there is a petition there to sign. That's how I found this.
Yeah. Sign that petition. And let Governor Brown know that this is important to you. This is around our country right now. There's an uproar about transgender people using the restroom. And they are so crazy. I wrote an article on DinaMartinez.com. And I would love everybody to go read it because I love it. But it's about restrooms. And there, just recently, Alex Wilson, she is a student at Pinellas Tech in Florida. Did you hear about that?
No, tell us.
Well, she's a nursing student, and she had to go back to do something to finish her education, and so Pinellas Tech had somebody come up to them and say that they were offended that they allowed Alex Wilson to use the women's restroom. So they approached her, pulled her out of class, disrupted her education process to tell her that she had to use a restroom across campus in a building that isn't like a facilities building. Like, it's ridiculous. And people are so crazy about their restroom. And I don't understand it, because any restroom I've gone to, especially women's, you go into a stall. Nobody is trying to look for your goodies.
Exactly.
This is reminding me of the civil rights with the black bathrooms versus the white bathrooms.
Yeah. Right. It's disgusting to me.
Yeah.
You're an adult. Grow the fuck up.
Absolutely.
Sorry.
No, you know me. About,
Reverend Dina.
I know, right? If you're concerned about your children, then maybe you should just keep them at home and homeschool them and let them never go into public.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to look at your child. I don't care about your child. I don't care about your punani. Oh. All I care about is going in and going to the restroom.
That's right.
And I mean, I don't see how, isn't that all most women are concerned about when they go?
When I go, I want to look at how I look after I poop pee-pee and poo-poo.
Dina, take a look at the chat screen.
I'm going to have to get there. It's another screen right now.
What's in there?
Y'all are getting me riled up.
Oh, look at you. We got a picture of Dina Martinez, Reverend. Dina Martinez, right on the screen with your name and everything.
And Phil has a comment.
Phil. Our guest is here. Oh, okay. Well, our guest has gotten here, and we're going to have to take a break. And, you know, Dina Martinez, I just miss you terribly, but I'm so glad that we get to touch and, you know, reach out and touch.
I'm too.
Every now and then. If you have any more to report on this asshole Walker up there. Is it Scott Walker?
Scott Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will let you know. I've been really impressed with our progressive leaders throughout the country, especially Wendy Davis in Texas.
Oh, God, I love that woman.
Chris Taylor here in Wisconsin. All the women came out and told their stories here, even in Wisconsin, and brought me to tears a couple of times. And so
I'm glad you're so actively involved there.
Oh, you have no idea. I am pissed as all get out.
good. That's what we need to be, is pissed as all get out and get out and do things, you know.
And just real quickly, transactiveyouth.org is the website for the organization I'm starting.
Transactive Youth Organization.
.org.
Oh, dot org. Mm-hmm. Transactiveyouth.org.
And then, of course, dinamartinez.com, please.
Great.
Read that article. I love you guys for your support.
Thank you
so much.
I love you. We miss you. And please call back in, actually, because Christian Andresen is going to join us. And
were you on with me when we had Christian?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. I sure was.
Yeah.
He was on the phone, and she was here in the studio.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll talk with you later.
Okay.
And we love you, and we'll take a break now, and then when we come back, we'll have Christian Andresen with us.
Yay!
All right, thanks, Dina.
Thank you, bye.
Bye, baby. I wished I was smart.